The Visionary Health Podcast.
Okay, so I know, like, for many women, breast cancer is always something that we're concerned about, because as far as I know, it's the number one cancer for women. And coming in as a normal person, non-medical, there's a lot of concern that we should talk about. As in, once in a lifetime, I know lots of friends who find their lumps on their breasts. I don't know, like, when should we check with a doctor every time we find lumps? Like, what would be your recommendation, Dr. Sybil?
Hey, thanks for this question, Vinny. Yeah, I would recommend that you should check up really every lump you find in your breast. The most time it's nothing, but better to check up with a doctor, because it depends also how old you are. You can get lumps in your breast when you're young, depending on your menstrual cycle. So sometimes before your menstruation starts, a gland from your breast is more dense than before, and it feels like lumps everywhere. But you never know, so it's better to check up with a doctor, and he can do a diagnose on it, if it's something or if it's nothing.
For me, personally, I don't have a big breast. But that's something that I'm always curious about. Since I don't have a lot of mass on my breast, am I lower risk than other women, like, who have a bigger chest?
Yeah, there's no data about it. If you have a bigger breast or a small breast, that you can get breast cancer. For example, when you have a bigger breast, you have no more risk to get breast cancer than other women. But of course, when you have a bigger breast, sometimes it's hard to find the cancer in an early state, because when you touch a breast, you have more mass, of course, you have to touch, or also with an ultrasound or a mammogram, it's not so easy to find a cancer in an early stage than in a woman with a smaller breast. So this could be the risk, that you find it later because you can't see it really clear, but you have no risk because of the reason you have a bigger breast.
Also, like, I'm at the moment 38 years old. Should I just go check with the mammogram? Or for me, doctor never recommend me to do mammogram yet. And I was pretty lucky that I haven't found any lumps on my breast. Should I go check every year for mammogram?
No, not now at the moment. There is no guideline or no need to do it now. Could be recommended by your doctor when there's breast cancer a lot of times in your family, like by a sister or an aunt or your mom or something. But with 38, you don't need to do a mammogram. And normally it makes no sense, because at the moment your gland tissue is very dense. And the higher the density is in your breast, it's harder to find with a mammogram, because a mammogram is a low-dose X-ray and you can't see very clear. So the normal guidelines are that you start with a mammogram at 45. You can do it yearly. And then later, in the middle of the 50s, you can do it every second year. So the guidelines come up like this because when you are 45, or the older you become, the higher risk is to getting breast cancer. That's why they recommend the mammogram on this age, but not for you at the moment. When there is no need, you feel no lump, you have no family history or something like this.
Oh, that's good to know. I don't have to worry about it yet, but maybe when I'm in 45, then I...
You should never worry about it. You should always be aware that you can... There's a normal risk in every life, and that you know that there are screenings methods you can join, that you're really clear that you never get cancer or find it very early. But for example, when you're now really concerned about it, oh my God, I want to check my breast, then you can go to a doctor and ask in your age if you can do an ultrasound on your breast. This is better in your age because the doctor can better see your breast tissue and can have a result for it.
But apart from ultrasound, is there any other method that I could know early on?
Especially for breast cancer, of course, every doctor can touch your breast and feel if there's something wrong, or just check it, the skin and everything. And you can also do an MRE. But if you're concerned about cancer, we know now there are tests for cancer you can do in the blood. So it's called the ADIM test. And ADAM means that blood from you is checked for special proteins. Normally, just cancer cells produce. There's a protein that you can find that is abnormal. Normally, every cancer cell or every cell have a natural cell death after a while. In cancer cells, it's not, because that's why they're growing and spread everywhere. And this is a special protein. It's high in the blood when it's like this. And there's another protein that shows the special metabolism of cancer cells. But this test is not specially for one cancer. It shows cancer for every solid cancer in the blood. So when you do the test and there's a positive test, so that means that these markers are high, then you need a special more diagnosis to find where it is. But this is a test you can very easily do in your blood or checking blood, and it has a very high sensitivity to find these two markers.
There's something that always talking about, like, among women. Like, since I was little, I always hear this when we have the girls talk with my friend about the underwire bra. Like, if you keep wearing your underwire bra or you wear bra when you're sleeping, it could cause breast cancer. Is that true?
No, for luck, it's not true. There was a time there were a lot of rumors about it, and the scientists thought maybe from these bras they clot the lymph vessels around so that the waste from the cells can't go away. So normally it's transported by the lymph vessels. But there are studies about it, and there's no risk for wearing a bra or sleeping with a bra or something like this to getting breast cancer.
So Dr. Sobol, I know, like, now that you mentioned that bra has no impact on more chance of getting cancer, even though you wear like a wire underwire bra, but there are trans men or women who's in transition to become a man. They tend to do like a chest binding or compressing shirt. Is there any harm in that?
No, it's the same as with a bra. It's no harm or it's no higher risk to get breast cancer when you do chest binding. You have the normal risk like anybody else. So it's no reason to don't do it.
There are also like lots of rumors, you know, about breast cancer, something like this underwire bra or if you bind your chest. There's also other thing about the birth control pill. There are some women who are avoiding having birth control pill just because they think it will cause breast cancer. Would that be something that you need to avoid?
No, you should not. There were also a lot of science studies. This was not really clear, but now we are really clear that you will not have a higher risk to die from breast cancer when you take a birth control pill. So, because these new pills, like the micropills, there's a dosage of estrogen and progesterone inside, like a combination, is so low that it make not higher risk. So if you want to, but when you are concerning about this, maybe you are not want to take any hormones, of course you have to talk with your doctor for alternatives.
Yeah, well, now that you mentioned hormone, is that there's also other talk about hormone therapy with increased chance of having cancer.
You mean after menopause when you have a lot of side effects?
Yeah, or even for someone who have like PCOS or some hormone issue when they were younger, and doctors suggest that they should have hormone therapy. And I heard that people are like, oh, I don't want to do hormone therapy because I might get breast cancer.
So normally when you are younger and get a hormone therapy, when there's no also like for reproductive use or something, it's normal with a birth control pill. So as I said, there's no higher risk. We don't know. We know. And there are many studies around. When you have an hormone replacement therapy, there are some studies says when you do it a high dose with a combination, it could be a higher risk, but it's not higher than the other risk you have in your lifetime or you have around in your environment. So don't be afraid for a hormone replacement therapy when you check it out with your doctor. And when you have it always in a low dose that the effect is okay, then you will not get a higher chance for breast cancer.
On birth control pill, Do you have the type of birth control pill that you would suggest that would be more risk-free than other type?
No. So normal, the normal pill is a combination, a constant combination you use with estrogen and progesterone. So as the level of these hormones then is always, it's not like in a normal menstrual cycle that is go up and down, you have an equal level. So also when you can use a ring for the vagina, or you can use a plaster with these hormones, it will be the same. Yeah. So there's no study about it that one of these, with these hormone dosage we use for birth control, will harm you with a higher risk to die of breast cancer. No.
What about women who already have breast cancer? Some of them needs to go to some hormone therapy as well. Should they be concerned over their birth control pill or the hormone therapy that they are taking?
Yes, this one should concern about it, because we know when you have breast cancer, these cancer cells have different characteristics. And some of them have receptors for hormones. So this cancer cell is one of the effects. I'm using hormones, female hormones in the blood to grow. So if you have breast cancer, you should avoid synthetic hormones, because this could be, or this could have an effect that the cancer grows more or coming back. So this is also one of the therapies against the cancer. When you have these breast cancer with positive hormone receptors, then you will get an anti-hormone therapy. These are pills you use, and the drug is in the blood and checking out for cancer cells. And then they block these receptors. Normally the female hormones stuck on to grow, to make the cancer cells grow. With these anti-hormones drugs, you stop this mechanism. So for women with breast cancer, everybody would recommend use no hormone therapies.
This is all my curiosity. What if you don't know you have breast cancer and you're undergoing a hormone therapy? So that could be quite harmful.
Yeah, but there are so many things around us, so many things when we have a bad lifestyle, or we have an environment with a lot of toxic stuff. It's not only the hormones that cause breast cancer. There are so many things you have to be aware of. Yeah. So don't, I know now everybody think, oh my God, maybe I have breast cancer now and I take a birth control pill. Don't think like this. It's hard to say, but when you know your body, when you take care of yourself, and everybody also, if, with or without a birth control pill, you have a self-healing. Everybody can, or the body of everybody can fight against cancer, even if there are some cancer cells in our body. Yeah, we have an immune system. You can check for it. So don't be afraid, because we also know that these birth control pills lower the risk of getting other cancers like ovarian cancer. There are studies about it. So it's always a pro and contra. But it's not like this, that every hormone drug will cause breast cancer in women. This is not.
Be aware, but not too scared.
Yes, of course. If you be scared of everything, you feel depressive. And this is our soul and our mental behavior also means so much to our body and to our immune system. So and we have in the medicine, we have so many things we can do to find something early. Also recommend to do a lot of things that we stay healthier, so have a good lifestyle. That means, of course, eat no junk food, eat more vegetables, more fruits, don't smoke.
Easy said than done.
Don't smoke. And the most, one of the important things for everybody to stay healthy is really doing exercise, doing sports. It's not mean that you have to go to the gym every day or doing it. It just means there are so many studies about it that it really have a preventional effect, getting no cancer, to do exercise every day. It just means like walking 20 or 30 minutes. If you have a dog, you can, of course, you walk him. or you walk to your job or something. Yeah, it's not, this means not hard sports. It's just doing exercise, being active every day. And also, of course, have a good lifestyle. Yeah, I already said with food, you can check up your blood. If there any deficiency of vitamins or any disbalance, that you can get supplements to balance your immune system, to balance your vitamins and everything. Yeah, this will help. So don't be afraid. Think of the good things you can do to stay healthy.
I think keeping balance is the most important.
Yes.
Everyone know how to have like a good lifestyle, eating healthy and all that. But it's quite difficult nowadays when you have like lots of stress and work. With work environment, you live in the city, there's so much toxin in the environment. But I think keeping balance, just be aware, that would be the most important thing.
It is. It is really. And also, so some good things are really for free, like I say, with the exercise, and also have being happy, being grateful for everything. There's also a lot of studies around that your brain function changed. And that is also protects you from sickness, balance your immune system. When you're always in worries and depressed, everybody know we get sick.
Yeah.
So you can do a lot of things for yourself, and not that you have to pay for everything, like for a therapy. When you get some drugs, you can do a lot of things that you get for free in your life to be happy and healthy.
We were talking about the hormone therapy before. And is there any kind of medicine or health condition, for example, is insulin resistant could cause cancer? Is there any study on that?
Yeah, there are also some studies. And when you have an insulin resistance, this means, so insulin is in your body to put, very easy to say, the sugar, the glucose into your cells through receptors. And when the insulin is not working very well, your body produces more and more and more of insulin, and you have a wrong metabolism. So insulin itself, it's a hormone, and it also promotes cell growing. So cancer cells can react on this and grow more and more, or you have this wrong metabolism with the glucose and with the insulin resistance, called the chronic inflammation in the body. And we know when a lot of cytokines or something's coming up, or other inflammatory mediators, it could also stimulate the cancer cells. And we know when you're when you have already a diabetes or something, and you have you have more weight, so in the fatty tissue, it also plays a role for tumors to grow more. Yeah. So insulin resistance, of course, it's also a risk factor.
So would you recommend people who have diabetes to have more regular check? Like what should they do? What if I have diabetes? Should I be more concerned?
When you have diabetes or insulin, you can do something. It's not only the risk of a higher risk of cancer. Of course, with the diabetes, you can get a lot of other sickness. So of course, this diabetes have to be, you have to, when your doctor, it must be controlled in a very well way with sports, with your diet, and maybe sometimes too, of course, with medication, to be in a balance form. Yeah, when this is, you also can say, and you have to balance also your body weight and everything. Yeah, so then you can control the risk of having a higher risk of cancer. It's not always mean like this. When you have this, when you are overweight or something, you will get cancer. Of course not. It could be. This is also important to say.
Just a higher risk. Like just to be aware again, of course.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And of course, you have to, I always want to recommend you have a higher risk, and you do so much to lower this risk with a better lifestyle. Yeah.
That's true. So I have another question that I've heard before from my friend, that should you be more worried if you have like a breast augmentation? You know, nowadays lots of women are going for the option of having breast augmentation.
Yeah.
Is there more chance of having breast cancer?
No, there's also no more chance to getting breast cancer. But there's another, there were some studies for another kind of cancer, and they found it a little higher risk in when you use implants who are textures, you know, textures, or like have a rough surface. But they found it, it's very rare. It's one of 100,000 women could get it. And this is a form of cancer. It's a lymph, it's called anaplastic large cell lymphoma. It's a very rare form of the non-Hodgkin lymphoma that they find, or there are studies that the risk when you have these special implants or use it for an augmentation could be a little bit higher. But it's normally in the capsule around the implant in your breast. So it's when you take it out, then it's gone with this capsule. And but when you have no symptoms, so the symptoms normally that you have a lot of liquid all the time, chronic liquid around the implant, like a chronic inflammation, but no doctor would recommend to take out the implants without these symptoms and without anything. So it's not that you don't have to be worried when you have these special implants with a special surface now right in the moment to get in this kind of cancer.
Yeah. So if you just want to have the breast augmentation, just go for it.
Yes. Yes, if you want it, then go for it. And like you be aware of your body when you found something special in your breast with implants. Of course, you should go to a doctor that he can check it up for you.
So, well, when we talk about the like mastectomy, we know about the famous case of the famous actress, the famous Hollywood actress, that she decided to have mastectomy on both of her breasts.
Yes.
So is that necessary, or like what should we consider when it comes to the mastectomy? If someone take one side of the breast out, do they need to do both? What's the rule of thumbs on this one?
Okay. I try to clear it a little bit up. So for this famous actor and her family, there was this gene mutation. It's called BRCA mutation, and this is a special gene. We know really that you have a much more higher risk to getting breast cancer or ovarian cancer. So it's not really needed in this case to have a mastectomy to amputate both breasts, but some women then really feel more safe. If you have this gene mutation in your family, if you know about it, you normally come to special programs that your breast checked up by doctors much earlier than the age I told before with a normal breast cancer risk, and it's more frequently. But when you asked, I think you want to ask if you have a breast cancer, make a mastectomy. It makes sense to make a mastectomy on the other side. Is this right, Winnie?
Yeah. Is it more common?
No. So the mastectomy, I say, should be also not the most common operation when you have breast cancer. There are so many techniques to operate on breast cancer. You can just take the tumor out and make like a plastic surgery that you're like a conserving breast cancer operation. And when you have breast cancer on one side, of course, there is also a little higher risk that you get breast cancer on the other side. That's why we have these screenings after a cancer diagnosis and after the therapy, that you go more regular to the doctor, that he can check you up with mammography, with ultrasound. But it should not be recommended that when you have breast cancer to get an amputation. This depends on the size of the cancer and the size of your breast, of course, and what you want. You can do a lot of techniques, as I said. And then you should not recommend to the woman as a doctor, okay, now we amputate your other breast too. Some women really want it because they are so insecure and they worry so much about it. But we really, as a doctor, you really have to explain everything and say what really makes sense or not.
You were talking about the gene mutation earlier.
Yes.
Can we check that gene? Can we check if we have that gene?
Yeah, but you only need to check this when there's really like a red line in your family, when you know my mom have breast cancer, my sister, my aunt, my grandma, or some ovarian cancer. So this gene mutation, you will see it from the family history that there is a high risk that more than a lot of person in your family have cancer, ovarian or breast cancer. You don't need, when you have no symptoms, nobody in your family have a breast cancer, ovarian cancer before you, is no need to check for this. Yeah.
Yeah. So breast cancer is definitely hereditary.
Yeah, there are many reasons. Also this reason, like I say, you can have this gene mutation. And of course, there are always families who have higher numbers of cancer, not only breast cancer. But there are many other reasons why you can get breast cancer. Like we said before, toxins in our environment, or for breast cancer, we say it could be a higher risk when you was not pregnant or not breastfeeding or something like this. But it's not only that it's caused by genes, it could be caused by other risk factors too.
Is there a relation between breast cancer and ovarian cancer? If you have breast cancer, should you automatically concern about other cancer that could happen to you?
When we have this mutation, like I said before, then you have to concern about it, because this gene mutation of these both genes I mentioned can make really higher risk of getting ovarian cancer or breast cancer. If you have cancer already, whatever, now we're talking about breast cancer, you have to be aware of other cancers too.
Right. And when you go to, okay, let's say if you already have breast cancer, does the doctor recommend some other test to you right away?
Yes, because when you have breast cancer, it can spread like every cancer when it's grow more and more and more. And for breast cancer, it's like common to spread, to make metastasis in the bones, in the lung, in the liver, and later maybe to the brain. So the normal thing is when you're diagnosed with breast cancer, the doctor will recommend to check up your body. So it could be an ultrasound for the liver, that is everything all right. It could be a scintigraphy or PET-CT for the bones, if there's something in the bones or everything is okay. And of course, an X-ray or also a computed tomography for your lung. So he would recommend to make clear that your breast cancer is located in the breast and not already anywhere else. This would change the therapy, of course.
So I think we pretty much cover everything, but I have one last question. Can man get breast cancer?
But I want to answer on this. Yes, men can get breast cancer too. It's very rare. So it's a number from the science data. When you have 100 humans with breast cancer, one of them is a man. And this, of course, not many people know about it. But when you have, as a man, something on your breast, you feel a lump or something, please go to a doctor to check this up, because men can get breast cancer too.
So the way to check for breast cancer, for women, we all know that we just do self-exam, like filling up lumps on your chest. Mm-hmm. Does man do the same thing?
No, there's no like screening to do on men, because it's so rare. But for men, of course, it's much easier to see immediately when there is something growing in the breast, because it's so flat. So it's not normally that you have like a screening diagnosis like in women for the breast and men. This is not. When you see any symptom, then please go to a doctor when something is concerning you about your breast.
I think like what I have received today is very interesting. And I think the rule of thumbs for any kind of cancer, and for any kind of cancer that we could have, especially breast cancer, is to have a healthy lifestyle.
Yes.
Both prevention and, you know, the treatment. Even though you find you already have breast cancer or any kind of cancer, having a healthy lifestyle would help.
Yes. And there's... When we doctors, of course, we recommend a lot of screening tests. For some cancers, we have the screening test, for some not. I mentioned that for breast cancer, it's a mammography. When you are in the middle of your 40s, started yearly. For example, for a colorectal cancer, you can do a colonoscopy or something like this. But I think I said it before, there's now a new option. You can check the blood for cancer, but it's, I have to explain this. Cancer cells produce special things, or when you have cancer cells in your body there, and you can check your, when you take blood from the patients, you check for immune cells, if there are special proteins inside that only cancer cells can produce. We recommend this once a year. It's called ADIM test. And then you check for those proteins. Normally, they only pop up in cancer. And when you find it, of course, you don't know what cancer it is. It's typical for solid tumors, but you don't know what cancer it is. But of course, you know very early that there is maybe a danger in your body, that cancer grows, and then you can do the other diagnosis. So it's also a good combination to do this blood test and then check, you know, with like with ultrasound or something else.
Sorry, I just wanted to ask a question about the EDIM test. Does that mean that it's something that everyone should do just for a baseline understanding of whether like they've got just cancer in general running through their body?
You can do, yes, you can do. And maybe we should do to know, because we all know as early as we find cancer, the better is to cure it. And those tests in the blood seems to have the effect that they find cancer very early.
So this test is kind of like an early warning system.
Yes, yes, it is for solid tumors. And then you have to check up from which organ the cancer starts.
So it would be for, say, breast cancer, someone, if let's say somebody just did this test, the EDIM test, once a year, and they found that, you know, there's no cancer in their body, but the next year they found that there was something, they could then do their breast checks, and if they didn't find anything, what would happen then? Would a doctor do a mammogram, or like what would be the progression?
Yeah, when you find a positive ADIM test, and positive means that these markers are high, so that your seems to be like cancer starts in the body of the patient, you have to do, it's not only about cancer, a breast cancer, it could be every solid tumor, so in the lung or the liver, wherever. So then you have to check. Of course, you can do a mammogram and an ultrasound from the breast. You can do a CT scan or something to find, or better to check up where a tumor starts.
And so if that happened, would there be treatment that starts, or would you have to find where the cancer is before you could start treatment, or could there be sort of like a treatment start for just a general treatment for cancer, or do you have to actually nail down where the cancer is and what it is to be able to begin treatment?
Yes, two ways. Of course, it's always good when you know there's something. It's good every time. It's good to, I mentioned this before, every body of us have a self-healing. That's why our immune system has to be strong and balanced. And of course, when you strengthen your immune system on its own can fight against the cancer and can destroy those cancer cells. So it's always good, of course, also when you have a positive test, to do things, like we said before, better lifestyle, check your body if there's any disbalance of vitamins, of your immune system and anything, and strengthen it. And of course, when you find with a positive blood test, and then you find, for example, a breast cancer, then you would combine it normally with a surgery for breast cancer or other therapies. So make a combination of complementary or integrative medicine with a conventional medicine.
Right. So it's only, yeah, so that's, this EDIM test is sort of just the beginning of any sort of discovery, and then the treatment would be specific, depending on where you find.
It could be specific or should be, of course, that you'll be aware where the cancer, but you can do this general thing to strengthen your body with those supplement therapy, multinutrition therapy or something to strengthen your immune system and to balance yourself like we do.
Sure. Yep. So, and that, I guess that should be something that we do anyway.
Yes. 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 With or without test.
Yeah. Immune system is very important to not only for cancer, but for any kind of health issue, as long as your body immune is strong.
Yeah. And most of us, we really harm our immune system. Could be by, we talked before about wrong food, wrong lifestyle, wrong or poison our body with anything. Yeah. So it's really, we really have to be aware to strengthen our immune system. And it's always in balance, because then normally your immune system is always strong enough to fight against every sickness, not only cancer, also but other sickness.
What would be your recommendation to get a strong immune system that everyone can do?
Okay, we talked a little bit before. What is for free, of course, you can, when you think about your lifestyle, you have enough sleep, yes or not? You do exercise every day, like just walking around 20 minutes in the sun, yes or no? You have, you feel good, you feel happy, you do things like you feel more calm, you're down. Some people like to do meditation. Other people, like, you know, you have to do a lot of things that really make, when you heal in your body, when you feel your own body, when you have a good body feeling, this is very, very important. Body feeling, I mean that you really feel good in your skin. In Germany, you would say like this, you feel good in your skin. And then, of course, when you change your food to more healthy food, and then, of course, you can do things like check your blood in a lab for deficiency of vitamins or something like this, of a deficiency of immune system. And then, of course, you can do, like we do with infusion therapy or with supplements, to balance again your immune system and everything. So this I would recommend.
Great. I think, like, I feel a lot more relief about breast cancer and worry about it. I don't think I need to worry about it at this time. But for sure, I think we gained a lot of information from today's session. Is there anything that you would like to add, Paul?
Oh, no, no. No, I've just been sitting back here listening, learning.
Oh, thank you.
Is that also interesting for you as a man?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the thing about the men's breast cancer, I mean, I've of course have known that men can get breast cancer, but I always just thought to myself that, you know, that I'm that's not me. I'm not a candidate for that. It's so low risk. But I guess you really shouldn't think like that. It's something that you should probably be aware of, because anybody probably can get it. But I guess that brings me to one question, is like, what's the cause of it in men? Do we know what causes it? Is it hormonal or?
Yeah, no, of course it could be also a mutation, like this gene mutation. And hormones, I must say, I really know at the moment, is there a study, is the breast cancer in men is caused by hormones? This I can't answer at the moment. But there could be also gene mutation, and of course, like for everything, a risk could be to getting breast cancer as other cancers too.
Yeah, and with, like, I wouldn't even know how to check my, like, breast or whatever, pectoral muscle for that. I mean, and I even wonder, like, you say that, you know, it's a lot easier to find because, you know, obviously men don't have the breast mass that women have, but guys have muscle there, and sometimes those muscles can be quite big. So I just wonder, how would you, does this, is it the same situation for guys with big pectoral muscles as it is for women? Like, I mean, it's, I don't know. These are things that I've never even really thought of.
Yeah. So normally, when you have a breast cancer in men, it's directly behind the nipple, and it's above the muscle, so you can touch it through the skin. It could be that there is like a little hard lump, like a pea. It's called pea.
Oh, like a grain of rice or something.
Yeah. It's when you see this, or maybe out of the nipple, it could be also in women, there's coming some blood from the pathways, from the milk pathways. Yeah. Also in men a little bit. So that's, you have to be aware, but it's not like this that you develop as a man under your breast muscle, a big tumor or something. You will really, you can feel it through the skin, like in women.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't know any of that. So thank you.
I think if I have other more questions, if I talk to my friend and something interesting come up about breast cancer, I'll go back to you. Would that be okay?
Yes, please. Of course.
Okay. Do we have any other questions?
I think I, from my list, it is covered.
Okay. Thank you for tuning in to the Visionary Health Podcast, where we explore the latest breakthroughs in health and wellness to help you achieve your best life. We hope that today's episode has inspired you to take action towards your health goals and provided you with valuable insights and knowledge. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future episodes, please feel free to reach out to us via our website or social media channels. We value your feedback and would love to hear from you. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you don't miss out on any upcoming episodes. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review to help us reach more people. We believe that true health and wellness is about more than just the absence of disease. It's about optimizing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being to live your best life. So keep exploring, keep learning, and keep striving towards your vision of a healthier, happier you. Thank you again for listening to the Visionary Health Podcast. Until next time, stay healthy. Discover the secrets to a healthier and happier life by tuning into Niskwine Health on Instagram and Facebook. Our team is dedicated to bringing you the latest insights on functional health and well-being. Join us on this exciting journey and be a part of a growing community of like-minded individuals. Visit niskwinehealth.com to learn more about our mission and access a wealth of educational resources.